pinkleberry pie.
Pinkleberry pie.
Being tiny is just fine on pickleberry pie.
Pickleberry pie.
Laughter, music, sing along.
We will find your favorite song.
You know you're right where you belong, right here on pickleberry pie.
Okay, pickleberries, are you ready? Here we go! Yeah!
Finding songs is the job we do on pickleberry pie. Pickleberry pie, we'll find your favorite ones for you on pickleberry pie. Pickleberry pie,
just sit back and listen in.
We know you're going to have to grin. The good time's ready to begin right here on pickleberry, pickleberry pie.
Hi, I'm Linda Arnold, and I'd like to invite you to come with me to a magical place, a musical place called Pickleberry Pie. And if you take a bite, you'll be just the right size to fit through this tiny door in the pie. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Pickleberries, it's me, Linda.
Oh, wait a second, Linda. There. Just sweep that stuff back in here. We have enough on the porch.
Oh, I can see. What is this stuff, Tony?
Chicken feed.
Chicken feed?
Yep.
See, Linda, Tony has an idea.
A really feather-brained idea.
An idea? Well, ideas are good.
Some ideas are good, but this one, oh, brother.
What is it, Tony?
Well, you see, it's like this. It's almost Easter.
You're right.
And, well, we kind of want to get eggs, you know, in a basket.
Of course you do. Easter eggs.
Right. Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny. Did you hear that, Tony? Easter Bunny. Like this. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. You know, like that.
Yep. I heard you, Peter. You see, Linda, I really want to be sure that I get those eggs.
Well, yes, that would be nice.
And the way to be certain to get those eggs is to find whoever brings them.
Right. The Easter Bunny is hard to see.
That's right. Have you ever seen him?
Well, no.
And have you ever seen the Easter Bunny, Peter?
Well, no.
See? I rest my case. You haven't seen him because you're looking for the wrong creature.
The wrong creature? Tony.
No, Bessie. Now listen to this. Have you ever heard of a bunny who lays eggs?
Well, no. A chicken lays eggs.
Right. That's right, Bessie. So we should stop looking for a bunny and start looking for a chicken.
Oh, brother.
A chicken?
Yep. According to half the paper bag players, a chicken is necessary for an egg. Says right here. So if you want an egg, look for a chicken.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg or the chicken or the chicken or the egg?
Listen, chicken, I was here first.
Look here, egg. I was here first.
I beg your pardon, but I was here first.
I beg your pardon, but I was here first.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg or the chicken or the chicken or the egg?
Can there be any doubt? If you don't have an egg, a chicken won't come out.
How can there be any doubt? If you don't have a chicken, an egg won't come out.
Where do you think you would be? Without me, you would not be.
And how do you think you got here? Without me, dear, you wouldn't be here.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first,
the chicken or the egg, or the egg or the chicken, or the chicken or the egg?
I obviously came first because I'm more developed than you are. I have a beak, I have wings, and I have feathers. And you are nothing but a blank, empty shape.
Who needs all those foolish feathers anyway? I'll have you know that I'm the basic original shape. It's simple, it's beautiful, and it works!
Listen, don't listen to those brainless creatures.
Don't take them seriously. They're cracks.
I was here first.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg or the chicken, or the chicken or the egg?
A chicken? An Easter chicken? Pickleberries, I'm not so sure.
Well, I think that Tony has something there, and I'm willing to try it. So what do we do, Tony?
Well, all along the way to the pie, I have some chicken feed. We've got to make the old pie a cool place for a chicken to go. You know, make him feel right at home.
Well, we could play Marcy Marxer.
Marcy Marxer? Is she a chicken? A Rhode Island Red?
Well, not exactly. But she knows a lot of chicks.
Chicken who would say chick, 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 chick all day. Soon that chick got sick and tired of just chick, chick. So one morning he started to say, chickery, chick, chala, chala, check all the roam me in a banana. You see, chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala chala, chick all the roam in a banana. Volica, volica, can't you see? Chick, chickory chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day.
Check all the roaming in a banana.
Will you look out the window? Do you see any chickens coming this way?
Nope, no chickens, Tony.
What are we gonna do?
Well, maybe you should try to flatter them.
Flat chickens? No, I'd want real live round ones.
No, flatter them. You know, make them feel good about themselves. Call them sweetheart or honey or baby face, maybe.
Oh, brother.
In chicken language, of course.
Hey, Pammy, do you see any chickens yet?
No, Tony, no chickens.
Okay, well, I'm going to use my secret.
Your secret?
Yep. Oh, wait, I get the chickens. I'm going to call in Willie Sterba.
Why? Does he raise chickens or something?
Yeah, you might say that. Says he has lots in his hair.
That's you too, Tony, my boy. You got him on the brain, huh?
Oh, chickens, chickens in my hair. I've got chickens everywhere. Some are here and some are there. All chickens everywhere. Well, I bought a lovely chicken to bring home to my wife. And on that very morning, my life turned into strife. Well, the chickens had 10 cousins, and each one had a niece. They all came by for breakfast, and I'm calling. Oh, chickens, chickens in my hair. I've got chickens everywhere. Some are here and some are there. All chickens everywhere. Well, the cousins came to visit, and then they stayed for lunch. I almost lost my hearing when they began to munch. Well, my poor wife started crying. The chickens, they were flying. I thought that I was dying, and then there came a knock. Door I opened slowly, and much to my surprise, 100 chickens standing there looking at my eyes. Well, the first one had an envelope and handed it to me. The invitation inside read, come here, the food is free. Oh, chickens, chickens in my hair. I've got chickens everywhere. Some are here and some are there. All chickens everywhere. Now dinner time was coming, so I sat them in a group. I told them they could stay and have my scrumptious chicken soup. Well, they clucked and scrambled for the door, and in a minute flat, I had no chickens anywhere. Now what do you think of that? Well, I had chickens in my hair, had those chickens everywhere. Had some here and I had some there, I had chickens everywhere. Now I have no chickens anywhere. have no chickens in my hair. Not one here and not one there. No chickens anywhere. No chickens anywhere.
You're listening to Pickleberry Pie, a radio show for kids.
And chickens.
And chickens. See, Tony T. Pickleberry has a new way to get Easter eggs. He just calls in the Easter chicken. But so far, we haven't seen any chickens.
Don't give up, Tony. What you need is a little romance.
Romance? For a chicken?
Uh-huh. See, chickens like roosters, you know, like the one Red Grammar tells about. So what we need to find is a rooster.
A rooster?
Yep, a rooster sounds good. Here, rooster, 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 rooster. Here, Mr. Rooster. Any sign of him?
Not yet. Try again.
Here, rooster, rooster, rooster. Here, rooster. Come here, little red rooster.
I know a rooster down on the farm. Every day at dawn he sounds the alarm. He doesn't do it like the other roosters do. He sings cock-a-doodle-oo to you, to you, to you, to you. He's a singing, swinging rooster. He loves to improvise. He's the kind of clucker who was born to harmonize. And every day at dawn, as the sun begins to rise, you can hear him do the barnyard boogie. Everybody's heard about the barnyard boogie and the one they call the bird. Bantams and leghorns, they can't resist the beat, bobbing up and down while they're dancing with their feet. He's a singing, swinging rooster. He loves to improvise. He's the kind of clucker who was born to harmonize. And every day at dawn, as the sun begins to rise, you can hear him do the barnyard boogie. Come over to the farm where the air is fresh and sweet. Cars will be lined up and down the lane. But once you've heard him crow, you'll understand just why they're saying he's a singing, swinging rooster. He loves to improvise. He's the kind of clucker who was born to harmonize. And every day at dawn, as the sun begins to rise, you can hear him do the barnyard boogie. He's the kind of clucker who was born to harmonize. And every day at dawn, as the sun begins to rise, you can hear him do the, you can hear him do the, you can hear him do the barnyard boogie.
Gee, Tony, that was a nice song, but I don't see any roosters either.
Well, maybe we need to get with it a little more.
With it?
Yeah, you know, we need to move with the feeling, you know, like chickens do.
You mean like the Deborah Dunleavy song? We've got to flap our wings and stuff?
I'm not going to move like a chicken.
Ah, Peter, just a little.
No way!
For me?
No way.
For Easter eggs?
Well, put it on.
Back is sore. I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk. Doing
ready. Did that do it?
No chickens yet.
You pickleberries have to be a little more convincing. Moving like a chicken was fine, but we've got to show him that this is a cool place to be.
Right.
That only the best chickens come here.
Right.
And that if you're not on the pie, you are Nowheresville.
Nowheresville?
Yeah, the next town down, Nowheresville.
Oh, right.
Tony, how are we going to do that?
We got to sing along with Eric Nagler. It's the only way.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bustin' and gobble, 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 gobble with your chit-chat chickens. Bark, bark, bark.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Bark, 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 bark.
There ain't nobody here at all. Calm yourself. Stop that fuss.
Bark, bark, bark.
There ain't nobody
we
here but us.
We chickens trying to sleep and you bustin' and gobble, 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 gobble with your chin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We've got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got worms to dig, ground to scratch. The days are long as it and getting chickens a hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Busy day. We've got things to do. We've got eggs to lay. We've got worms to dig. We've got ground to scrap. It takes a lot of sitting getting chickens a hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in. Hey, gobble, 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 gobble. Take it home, chickens.
There ain't nobody here at all.
Okay, all right. Did that work?
Nope, I don't think so. I don't see any eggs. Maybe you need more chicken feed, Tony.
Linda, the reason the Easter chicken is not here is because these pickleberries do not believe. Come on, guys, you've got to believe. At Easter time, you pickleberries think it's rather funny. But there's no way I believe those eggs are brought by any bunny.
Worked every other year.
Wait a minute. Oh, who lays eggs?
Chickens do.
Doesn't it seem reasonably true that there is not an Easter bunny? It's the Easter chicken. Easter eggs placed everywhere with such tender, loving care. Cool, cute, and kind of tricky. The one, the only Easter chicky.
Sounds a little sticky.
That rabbit, he should be ashamed of taking away all the fame from our chicken proud to serve. Give her the respect she deserves.
Tony, it's a nice idea about the Easter chicken, but I really think that maybe the Easter bunny...
Hey, Tony, look outside. All of your chicken feed is gone.
Ida, did you?
Nope, that wasn't me. Hey, but look at those feathers around. Hey, what's that I hear? Look what's coming down the street.
Why, it looks like a whole lot of chickens and some Easter bunnies right behind. What a parade.
This is great. And Tony, my boy, you were right all along. The chickens like us so much, they're bringing their bunny friends along. Who would believe it?
Yeah, but there's just one thing.
What's that, Tony?
I didn't stock up on the carrots.
Oh.
We'll leave the pickleberries out on the porch, but now it's time to end our program. We hope you have a happy and healthy Easter with bunnies and chickens and Easter eggs, and most of all with the people that you love. We'll be back next week with more music and more pickleberries. So until then, this is Linda Arnold and all the pickleberries saying,
stage of life.